show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast, how sweet are Fridays?
Oh, yeah.
How sweet are Fridays?
Especially with coffee. Fridays and coffee.
Fridays.
Best thing ever.
You just had a swig. I'll have a swig.
Yeah, go for it.
Live on the pod.
It just makes everything better.
I love you. Sweet, sweet nectar of the gods. Caffeine. Massive show ahead. Mm. I went hammer and tongs for the Bunnings snag price increase.
What a great pun.
Hammer and tongs. That's
well,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tongs and tongs. If you haven't heard, they're going up in price. Mm. Sure, it's for charity, but I'm still outraged.
Even though you're not allowed to be.
Even though I'm not allowed to be. Also, we had one of the guys on, the chief hunters from the new show Hunted.
Yeah.
Ahead of Cliffo and Gabby's Hunted, which starts on Monday morning.
We wanted to find out how we could hide well, because you're going to be trying to find us, and yep. We don't want you to find us, and you get a cash bounty if you do. But we want to, like, disguise. Anyway, we get hints.
That's coming up. Plus, what did you get for free from work?
Mm.
Great calls on this one. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
That's right. Our Hunted starts on Monday, but it is based, well, it's stolen from a show that's actually starting on Sunday night on Channel 10, also called Hunted. One of the hunters, he's actually chief of operations, is Reese, who joins us right now. How are you, Reese?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, Reese. Like, I think by now most of us have seen the promos. On Sunday night, we see 18 ordinary Aussies released from a van. You guys are chasing them like a matter of minutes after they're released. The goal is for them to be in hiding for 21 days. What's your background? Like, why are you qualified to hunt these guys down?
Yeah, look, I've had my background is 23 years in the Australian Defence Force, 12 years with Special Operations or the Special Forces. So we were in a previous life, I was hunting down terrorists all over the planet.
So you're very well qualified, in other words.
You've actually got an Order of Australia medal for your work with Special Forces. So
it,
well done.
It makes me so anxious to think of someone with your expertise chasing down just everyday Aussies. Is it easy? Like, are you just like picking them off like flies?
Look, we have a really good team, you know, and it's not just about the headquarter team. It's also the ground hunters. It's our surveillance teams. It's our cyber security teams, our forensics teams. All those guys play a critical part in the hunting of any fugitive.
They've got no hope.
I think it's a very good show. Like, this is a warning to kids and, you know, young people out there. Don't get into a life of crime, because there's guys like Reese out there to hunt you down. I know you're across this. So our Hunted, Hits Hunted with Cliffo and Gabby starts Monday.
I heard about it. Yes. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to be dropping clues from Monday. Listeners have to compile the clues and pinpoint our location to win the bounty.
We are actually going to be hiding.
Yeah, we're actually going to be at this location.
Yeah.
Have you got any?
How long are you guys going on the run for?
Well, just one day.
One day.
Just one day.
It's going to be. Yeah, we haven't got the budget for 21 days like you guys.
No.
There's going to be. So we're going to drop the clues for a period of time, and then there's going to be a specific hunt day where people get to try and locate us. But what's your tips for us to remain hidden?
Look, as I always say, is you stay in the shadows.
Ooh.
You know, move under the trees, stay in the shadows so you've got no surveillance above you, and use your own networks.
So when it comes to phones and stuff, should we be turning off our location settings? Should
Definitely.
I be like posting stuff on Instagram from a different location to throw people off the scent?
Or you get someone else to post it for you.
Oh, give him my phone. No, I'm not giving him my phone. But I'll give him my password.
See, all
right. That's a great idea.
So stay in the shadows. Yeah, and I guess, too, you've got to be careful with money and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah.
No, nowadays, ATMs have cameras and stuff.
Technology is one of the things that, you know, I mean, everyone's got it these days.
Mm.
So the ability to tap into all IT, you know, makes our job a little bit easier, but it can also throw you off the scent as well.
Awesome. Interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to start this adventure. I'm a little
bit
anxious.
I'm just glad Reese isn't hunting us down, to be honest.
It's up to you, Queensland. Our Hunted starts on Monday. We drop our first clue on Monday, but these guys have got the jump. Get ready for Hunted. It starts 7:30 Sunday night on 10 and 10 Play. Reese, who's the Deputy of Operations for Hunted, can't wait to see the show, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries, guys. And always remember, there is no safe place.
So good.
I love it.
Happened a couple of days ago, Bunnings Warehouse announced that their sausage on bread price will be going up one big old fat dollar.
Has it gone up in 15 years, by the way?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
It's so the first, it's probably time.
It is the first price increase in 15 years. Mm. You are wrong, though, there. It's definitely... It's definitely not time. It's impressive that it's been the same for 15 years, but I can't get on board. So I thought once and for all, we need to ask the question.
What's the deal with
the Bunnings snag price increase? Look, I get it. Cost of living, blah, blah, blah. Everything's getting more expensive. But one thing I thought Queensland could hang its consistency cap on was the price of a Bunnings snag on bread. But alas, here we are. Australia's favourite snack, because let's be honest, it's not quite a meal, is being jacked up a buck from $2.50 to
$3.50.
Oh, no. Outrageous. What are you thinking, bun dogs? Rising the price to $3.50 makes your snaggy bread an actual purchase rather than just spare change. Now I have to think about whether I can and should get a snag rather than just default, yes, I'll have two with onion and tomato sauce, please. And you know the worst thing about this whole snag cash grab?
What?
At the end of the day, it's for charity. So now I look like a dick for whinging about it. That's the biggest injustice. I, like Karens all across this great brown land, want to complain about stuff without looking like a jerk. But I guess that's out the window. This is the biggest Bunnings sausage sizzle controversy since the whole placement of onions debacle. Bunnings sausage sizzle, get in the bin. But not really, I didn't mean it. I love you. Never, ever, ever leave me. I'm Guy Clifton. What's the deal with the Bunnings snag price increase?
Oh, my God. Not so weird. Let's move on from that. A Queensland company have actually announced that they're going to be spending $100,000 gifting things to their employees. $100,000. So it is actually an adjustable bed manufacturer in Queensland called Solace Sleep. And okay. They have decided they're going to be handing out free beds worth $6,000 each to all employees. So that they make sure everyone's getting a good night's sleep. And it's because this research was done recently from Sleep Health Foundation to say that the fact that 4 out of 10 Australians are not getting enough sleep costs our Australian economy $66 billion every year in productivity.
Also explains the quality of the Cliffo and Gabby breakfast 100%. Show. Weekday mornings from 6.
100%.
Me, you, producer Hayley, none of us getting enough sleep.
Can't guarantee that a $6,000 bed would fix it for us. But for a lot of people, it would.
I'm going to blame that anyway.
But I think that is so lovely for a company to do that. Like, obviously, they're getting something out of it. They'll get more productivity and they'll get a better workforce. But $6,000 each person getting a brand new bed.
What's the best thing we've gotten for free from this workplace?
It's the Christmas ham.
It's the Christmas ham.
It's definitely the Christmas ham. Every year we get a Christmas ham as a little bonus at the end of
It's great.
Big year.
It's great because who doesn't love ham off the bone at Christmas time?
But it's not a bed. It's not a $6,000 bed.
It's like $50-$60 per ham. It's not a 6G bed.
Oh, producer Hayley, what's the free thing you've gotten from a workplace?
Work gave me bug spray.
Oh, that's even
like
sadder.
Like insect repellent.
Handy, but not very expensive. 13, 10, 60. So we've set the bar low with our gifts, but the Solace Sleep Company in Queensland have set the bar very high. So let's go somewhere in between. What did you get from work for free?
Nah, I don't reckon you want to go in between. I reckon what you want.
Towards the hams.
For the best calls, you want extremes. Do you know what I mean?
The crappest or the best?
Yeah, so
we want one or the other.
You want the bug sprays or you want the beds?
Okay.
Or anything in between. Look, we're not going to knock anyone back.
13, 10, 60. What have you gotten from free from
what
work?
What did work give you for free?
What did they hand out to employees?
Hayley, what was the premise for the free bug spray? Like, what was the...
I had just moved to Queensland. Apparently, you guys have a lot of bugs up here.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So
right.
I need to repel them with the bug spray.
More than from down south where you're from.
That's thoughtful. Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
Keep the midges and the mozzies away.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
at least there is a reason.
At least there's a thought behind it.
I was just thinking, like, you know, the Christmas ham makes sense. Like, the bed for better sleep makes sense. Have some bug spray. What? 13 10 60, all lines are clear now. What did you get for free from work?
What did your employer hand out?
Best one and worst one wins. Yeah. This morning on Hit. What did you get for free from work? Jason's first up. What did you get for free from your employer, mate?
The worst one we got was it was a company branded steering wheel cover.
Wow.
Did you ever actually use it?
Oof. No, I didn't use it. My kids actually end up wearing it around as a hat.
It came in handy at least. You can't complain.
The boss gave it to you. You were so grateful. Like, oh, thank you so
Yay.
Much, boss. I'm so glad I work here. Culture's gone through the roof. Ken's here. Ken, what did you get for free?
I ended up getting an all-expenses-paid trip to Heron Island.
You're Ooh. Kidding. That is pretty bloody good.
So almost 10 years ago, I was working at Avis and Gladstone.
Yeah.
And the owner there, Richie, yeah. he took myself and all the rest of the staff over to Heron Island for an entire weekend.
Wow.
Got to experience all the sights and scenes there.
Good on you, Richie. Yeah,
apparently when Clive Palmer owned Queensland Nickel, back before it went south, he would do the same. Like, the staff would go on a trip
that's
somewhere.
Quite nice.
Yeah, for a Christmas party.
Team bonding, like, to the extreme.
Yeah, that's when people liked Clive. Madison's next. Madison, what did you get for free from work?
So I was picking up a shelf at work and I dropped a metal detector off the shelf.
Yeah.
And I went and asked my boss, what do you want me to do with it now? And they said, oh, we're going to have to throw it out. And I was like, well, it's worth $500 and I take it home. And they said, yeah. And the only thing wrong with it was the handle and, like, the locking mechanism on the handle broke.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't give it to you out of the kindness of their own heart. It was more you broke it and so they handed it over.
A worse boss would have made you buy it.
Yeah.
Brody, what did you get for free from work?
Would have been a 36 roll of Kleenex toilet paper unopened.
Was this during the whole toilet paper disaster of 2021?
No, this was this year, actually.
Oh, cool.
Because if you had have got it during the shortage, I would have been like, you win.
That's the best.
Best one.
But it was this year,
so. Yep, just crap.
Huge week in the world of football this week. First Queensland winning Origin on Wednesday night. Tonight, the Cowboys go up against the Sharks. Both Cowboys are second on the ladder at the moment, yeah. Sharks fourth, which is fantastic. And to talk more about it, we've got Kyle Felt joining us. How are you going, Kyle?
Good morning. How are we, team?
You good, mate?
Very good.
Very well. What did you say about on Wednesday night? What happened? Can you refresh my memory, please?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're still feeling very blue about that. Very blue.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so yeah, it happened. Like, the unwinnable was won.
Yeah.
You can never write off the Queenslanders. You can never write off the Maroons when it comes to a decider at Suncorp Stadium, Felty.
Oh, yeah. I think in the last 10 years, they've only lost one, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's something about that stadium, and there's something about the Queensland spirit and a decider, and yeah, never sell them short. What were your thoughts after watching the game on Wednesday?
Yeah, I was very sweaty. I was nervous as it was crazy. It was a really good game. I was really impressed with all our Cowboys fellas playing. I think Tom Dearden and Tommy Gilbert really stood up and played really well, which is great.
Well, speaking of those two, they've been named to be playing tonight against the Sharks. How hard is it to back it up from a Wednesday night Origin win to playing in the normal league 48 hours later?
Yeah, it's going to be tough on the body for them, but I think our coaching staff and all that have really looked after them after yesterday and doing heaps of recovery. So I guess come kick off, we'll see how they really go.
Yeah. Let's no pressure,
see how
boys.
They go.
No pressure. Let's talk about tonight because Gabby alluded to it there. This is a top of table clash. Like Cowboys, you guys have moved up into second on the ladder, just behind the Panthers. Just 2 points behind us is the Sharks. What a week for rugby league with Origin on Wednesday and a top of the table clash tonight. This is going to be a great game of rugby league.
Yeah, it's we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good test for us and. I know the crowd's going to really enjoy the atmosphere and I guess the game we're going to play as well. So I guess having a Broncos-Cowboys game 2 weeks ago and then coming to another top-of-the-table clash is yeah, it's good for us as well.
It's going to be an amazing end to the season. Like the fact that the Cowboys are second on the ladder. What were we last season? Let's not talk about that.
Second last. But
it is a turn of events. I love it.
When you making Kyle say that was a little bit like us making him repeat who won Origin on Wednesday night.
That was awesome.
A little bit of karma right back at
you. Both of you guys just rubbing salt in the wounds there. Cowboys, they are taking on the Cronulla Sharks. That is tonight. It's an earlier kickoff at 6 p.m. That's a KO game if you want to catch that. For now, booting up for the Cowboys tonight, Kyle Felt. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, guys.
Queensland won the State of Origin.
Did they?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Just ask Joey Johns, he'll tell you.
Put a finger on where you think it went wrong for New South Wales tonight.
Just a big moment. Yeah. Just a big moment. And now we have to listen to all the bullshit that just go on with the next 12 months.
No sour grapes there at all.
I feel him, though.
He wasn't very happy. Freddie Fittler was not very happy at the end of Origin.
Funny.
On Wednesday night. Who was happy, of course, was the Queensland State of Origin team, who actually celebrated on Caxton Street out the front of Suncorp Stadium. Adam Jackson is a Nine News reporter. He was on the sideline and in the sheds with the guys when they were celebrating. And he told us yesterday about their unusual post-game celebrations on Caxton Street.
Yeah, so usually they don't go through Caxton Street, but when they left the ground, probably at about 2 o'clock, they decided to stop off at Caxton Street. A few punters were, yeah, luckily saw them duck into Caxton Hotel and, you know, have a few drinks. A lot of them were still in their playing gear. Kurt Catewell, Pat Carrigan, the man of series, walking in with his boots and socks and, you know, the security guards let him in.
So imagine that. It's 2 a.m. You'd be pretty.
You're having a couple of last beers.
Yeah, be pretty. Yeah, you'd be on your last beers.
You'd be on your last drinks.
By now.
Yeah.
And you're in the Caxton when all of a sudden the guys that you're celebrating actually walk on into the pub.
So good.
It reminds me of the time I was at a pub in Airlie Beach and Shannon Knoll walked in. The best. The best.
Of course he was at a pub on Airlie
Beach. Of course he was at a pub in Airlie Beach. Where else would you expect Shannon Knoll to be other than a pub in Airlie Beach? And I walked over and turns out he was there opening. This was years ago. This was like, I'm talking more than 10 years ago. And turns out he was there doing the opening of the new Bunnings in Airlie. Not even new now. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, I'm here opening a Bunnings. I remember when I used to sell out the Opera House. Smoke it a smoke, of course. Yeah. Not anymore. Now I'm doing bloody openings of Bunnings.
Oh, how the...
Running into Nolsey at the pub. 13-10-60. Mm. Let's run with this. Is there anyone listening who's spotted a famous person at the pub? A la the Maroons walking into the Caxton on yesterday morning, really. I was going to say Wednesday night. No, it was 2 a.m.
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. Me spotting Shannon Knoll at a pub, 13-10-60. Who did you see at the pub?
I'm going to set the bar real low because I saw Blair from Big Brother and Neighbours at a pub. I can't even remember his last name.
Donahue?
Maybe.
O'Donoghue.
I was at a pub in Melbourne randomly and I looked over and I'm like, that looks like that Blair guy.
I remember he was in Sarah Marie's series.
Yeah.
Like the first series.
I remember he was on Neighbours because he hooked up with Delta.
Did he hook up with
Delta? Good from our neighbours. Yeah, they were together,
jeez.
I believe.
That's one to brag about, eh?
Yeah.
I patched on with Delta on the set of Neighbours. 13-10-60, have you spotted a famous person at the pub? Like Gabby has demonstrated, like our bar for fame.
Very low.
Not huge. Even if it's just someone of small notoriety.
Yeah, Z-list celebrities are fine.
Z-list celebrities
we're happy
are
with
still
that.
Celebrities.
Yeah.
13-10-60, who's had a beer with, I don't know, Pizza Hut's Dougie, the pizza boy, at the pub?
That is great.
13-10-60, have you spotted a famous person at the pub? Who was it on here? Ian's first up. Ian, have you spotted a famous person at the pub?
Yeah, actually, I was back working in Europe for about 10 or 11 years, and the local pub in the village, which is just outside Manchester, which is quite a famous area for footballers. I was actually stood in the man's urinal and just happened to look to my left and there's Cristiano Ronaldo.
No!
Yep.
So you took a whiz next to the most famous soccer player of all time.
Yeah, I didn't ask to shake his hand though.
That would have been awkward. Very awkward.
I hope he was shouting. He's the first active sports person in the world to surpass $1 billion.
Wow.
While they were still like competing in their sport. Like obviously like your Michael Jordan and stuff got rich after. But yeah, $1 billion in career earnings.
I guess the area I lived was quite close to a lot of where the players like Ryan Giggs, Eric Cantona, they all lived in that particular area. Close by.
Did you piss next to them as well, or just
just
Ronaldo? Cool. Rod's next. Rod, have you spotted a famous person at the pub?
I actually went to walk into the pub with Rupert Murdoch and his son Lachlan.
Wow, Richie Riches over there. Was there anything interesting about them?
Well, they had been on a charter boat sailing, and I was a skipper of another boat beside it. They stepped on board my boat. We had a beer there. Then they said, let's go up to the new yacht club, and I'll chat you a beer ride.
Nice.
We walked up there, and the security guard said, no, you can't come in here. You've got no shoes on. No idea who he was talking to.
Oh, wow.
No one says no to Rupert.
So he just bought the security guard shoes and then went in. Jacob, have you seen a famous person at the pub?
No, mate. It wasn't me, actually. It was a mate of mine.
Yeah. Who did you see?
Yeah, it was at sales in Mackay and bump into Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue.
What?
The lead singer of Motley Crue.
Yeah, the band that, of course, Tommy Lee was,
wow,
was part of as well, too. Pamela Anderson's ex.
That's huge.
Nikki Sixx, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Just hanging in Mackay.
Yeah, got a photo with
him. Photo and everything, yeah.
Did not know that Motley Crue toured Australia recently.
Oh, well, Jacob didn't say recently. Susie.
Like 70 years ago.
Who'd you see at the pub? Was it you or someone else?
Yes, it was my dad. A long time ago, and it was Jack Thompson.
Aussie actor Jack Thompson.
What's he in?
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's a long way down from the lead singer of Motley Crue. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back Monday, the 18th of July. It's worth $1,000.
We've always got an answer for you to help you out. We love helping you out. We want you to win. And the answer for Monday is Fergie.
Ah, yes. Now, this always gets me. Is it Fergie as in
Fergalicious?
Fergalicious. Fergalicious.
Or is it Fergie as in suck my toes, Fergie?
Suck my toes, Fergie, from the royal family. Either way. Fergie is your free answer for Monday's Alpha Bucks on Hit. Yes, you said suck my toes on today's podcast, Gabby. You did. The Hit Breakfast Show.